It's time for another Taco Tuesday on Q92. We get together with registered dietitian and nutritionist Amber Boyens right here in Madison, Minnesota from Immunutrition and Madison Healthcare Services. And she's back again. How are you doing, Amber?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Well, it's pretty good.
Good.
Can't complain.
Happy to hear it.
You probably could. But
you could. I'm sure you come up with something.
That's not why we're here.
No.
So.
No.
Well, yeah, I had an opportunity to go up to Ortonville for the Pheasant opener up there, and I ran into a gentleman who listens to Taco Tuesday. So
love that.
Yeah, a few other folks that always say, we enjoy listening to all that good nutrition advice. So
I love it.
You got a lot of it again today, I understand.
Well, I hope so.
Another exciting topic.
You know, today I was trying to make a decision between if I wanted to talk about a new study that had come out that's a little bit depressing or what we're actually going to talk about. So I went with something a little happier.
Okay, skip the study.
We'll maybe do that next week. Okay, so everybody, if you can mentally prepare yourself for something a little more serious next week.
It's kind of a gloomy day today as we speak, so we need something a little more
We're going to brighten people up.
Yeah.
Yes.
We need something cheerful like intentional eating. How's
that's
that?
Right.
I just picked that one out of the blue and I'm going to throw it at you. And
I think that's a great idea. So, yes, intentional eating. You know, this is something that comes up in my conversations in my office and just in general when I chat with people about food and nutrition is just being intentional. And a lot of times when people think about food and nutrition and they think about being intentional, we think about what's on our plate. And well, certainly I think it's important to be intentional with what we choose to put into our bodies and what we choose to put on our plate. We can also be intentional about other things, like being intentional about making time to eat with others, being intentional with sitting down for a family meal, being intentional about how we eat, eating slowly, taking deep breaths, things like that. So last night at study club, which you were relinquished to the basement with the dog.
I was sent to the basement with the dog.
And you're very quiet, so good job.
I just watched football, watched the Bears win the football game.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sounded like there's pretty active upstairs, though.
It was very active, and I had the inspirational for the night, and I chose to read one about just kind of what happens at the table. And you and I have talked about tables a lot. People need to sit at the table, right?
Right.
Not just for meals, but even if you're eating a meal, the things that happen at that table go so far beyond nourishment of the body, right? When we're eating with somebody over a meal, we're learning their stories. We're learning about them. We're passing down traditions if we do it with family. Meals are where people celebrate, and we use meals to grieve, and we use meals for negotiating, and we use meals for reconciling. We use meals for so many different things, right? If we want to get together with somebody, we reconnect with them over a meal.
That's right. You always say to somebody, come see me, we'll go out for lunch.
That's right. Yeah. Let's get lunch together. And meals really are that. Meals are so much more than just the food on our plate. And I think being intentional, if everybody can kind of take the next couple of weeks to think about being intentional about who you're eating with, about where you're eating, about why you're eating, just using that word intentional as you're making your plans. And when we sit down to eat with somebody else, the meal tends to take longer, which is why people often avoid it. If I just eat at my desk, I can get through it and we can move on. But that's not really what's best for our body, what's best for our mental health, what's best for our relationships. It's so important for us to eat with others and be social. So we see in the research that when people eat meals together, whether it's families, coworker, friends, it doesn't matter, that people tend to have better mental health, stronger social connections, and their diet quality tends to be better. There are studies that show that families who eat together even 3 times a week, which is not very common anymore, that those families have higher fruit and vegetable intake, and those families also have a tendency to have lower rates of disordered eating patterns. So there's so many benefits to eating together, but it doesn't apply to just families. And that's one of the other things I wanted to just hit on a little bit today, because tomorrow is Support Your Local Chamber of Commerce Day. And we have a wonderful chamber here in Madison.
Oh, we definitely do.
Dawson has a great chamber. I know a lot of the other local
Canby,
communities.
Appleton, Mortonville.
Yes.
Stone. Yep, they're all good.
So, and even if you're not in Minnesota, if you're listening to us in any other state. I'm sure you've got a wonderful Chamber of Commerce there too.
Watertown.
Yeah. So I would encourage you tonight, go look and see who's in your local chamber, or even just look around your community, see what businesses are there. And tomorrow, for support your local Chamber of Commerce day, go support somebody over a meal, right? Go to one of those restaurants. Go enjoy that time and reconnect with a friend, a coworker, somebody else in the community. Invite somebody to come with you that you maybe haven't seen in a while, or somebody that you know could use a little friendship maybe in that moment. Pull people out of isolation. I think the best thing we can do is sit together face to face, and there's no better way to do it than over a meal.
That's right.
That's why we have chamber meetings over a meal.
That's right.
Kiwanis meetings over a meal.
Well, I would say, you know, I like meals where we meet and eat. You just got to eat anyway.
Yes.
So you might as well do it in a social setting and get some stuff done at the same time.
That's right.
And have a little fun.
That's right. And what I like about a lot of those that I've been to, it's not that people are doing the meeting and eating at the same time. Most of those meetings take time for eating and time for discussion. So it's not quite the same as just eating through lunch.
Right.
Because you're still taking time to enjoy each other's company.
We meet first and then eat.
That's right. Yep. So it's a great way to go about it if you have an opportunity tomorrow or sometime later this week to support your local chamber, to support your local businesses, to support your local economy. You and I were just talking beforehand. The statistics show that if you spend $100 in your community, $68 stay there versus $40 from bigger chains. So right. Support those local businesses.
It's great to get out of town once in a while and grab a meal, but don't forget about the local people.
That's right. That's right. And so many local great restaurants, whether we're talking about Madison, Dawson, Ortonville, Appleton.
Right.
They've all got places to eat, I assure you.
That's right.
So head on over there and enjoy it.
I've been to most of them, I think.
That's a good thing, right? That's yep. A good thing. So in addition to that, I just encourage you this week, be intentional. Be intentional with who you eat with. Slow down. If your family is busy, as we all are, this time of year gets a little crazy, try to set that time for an intentional family meal, even if it's just something on the weekend. But the more often you can do it, the more often we can actually take that time to sit down with each other at the table, the better.
We've got NBA break, of course, coming up this week. So
yes.
Families will have an opportunity to spend a little more time together.
I hope so.
Yep.
Yeah, make a meal together. Even better, if you can incorporate cooking that meal together, or use this time if you have time off of work. Not everybody does. Bulk prep things a little bit. Toss them in the freezer. If you need some ideas, shoot me a message. But just use this time to connect over meals. Be intentional. Maybe hit the reset button a little bit over MEA if you are staying local and not traveling. And be intentional.
I know you like to encourage your two boys to help out in the kitchen.
I do.
Little plastic knives, and so they won't hurt themselves. And
that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have silicone safety knives or nylon safety knives in our drawers for the kids. Harrison's getting old enough. We can probably do real knives here. It'll be a while before I trust the other one with a real knife.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
He's got a lot of energy and a lot of ideas.
But they enjoy making their own recipes even.
They do, mm-hmm. Yes. And right. I think encouraging that creativity, regardless of age, is such a great way to connect with food and try new things. And I worked with preschoolers this week. So if your kids put something together, or if you're talking about food, the thing we worked with the preschoolers this month was, we don't say ew, we say oh. So this week, if somebody tells you they like something, or you hear about the lutefisk eating contest,
right,
instead of saying ew, say oh, that's interesting. Tell me more.
I'll probably still say you. Okay. but a lot of people enjoy it.
That's so. Right. A lot of people
that's
do.
That's right. And of course, harvest time's still going on. So we covered that topic before the,
Yes.
Intentionally eating well, you know, when you're out in the tractor or whatever.
Exactly. And if you still need some of those recipes, you can go on my Facebook page, IMU Nutrition, IMU Nutrition, and grab those recipes off of there. But if those don't work, like I said, shoot me a message, and I'm always happy to help navigate some of those nuanced pieces that every family has.
Okay.
Because we do.
And where do they find your website?
Yep. You can find me online at imunutrition.com. That's imunutrition.com. Or you can come see me in person up at the clinic here in Madison.
All right. Sounds good. Well, thank you, Amber Boyens, for another delightful conversation.
Yeah, thank you.
And we will talk again on another Taco Tuesday next Tuesday afternoon.
Sounds great.